Buenos dias from Tbilisi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 12th of June, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Begin this week on Sunday the 8th, tens of thousands of protesters gathered in Madrid demanding a new election amid allegations of government corruption. Partido Popular, or PP, organized the rally, called for President Pedro Sánchez to resign. The protest was triggered by a leaked audio released earlier this month in which political activist Leida Díaz, former member of Sánchez's Socialist Party, allegedly orchestrated a smear campaign against a police unit investigating corruption tied to the Sánchez family and allies. Díaz denies wrongdoing and has since quit the party. Despite this, Sánchez dismissed the investigations as a right-wing attack. PP holds a narrow lead in the polls, but Sánchez remains the most popular leader. The protest marks the sixth major anti-government rally organized by the PP since 2022. Tuesday the 3rd, Spain's defense ministry suspended an Israeli missile manufacturing license, canceling a 280 million euro contract for anti-tank systems intended for the Spanish Army and Marine Corps. Contract awarded in October 2023 to PAP-TECNOS, a Spanish branch of Israel's Rafael Advanced Defense Systems, included launch units, missiles, and logistical support. Spain's shifting away from Israeli military technology due to the country's cruelty in Gaza and aims to reduce to zero its dependence on Israeli defense products. The United States missile systems is being considered as an alternative. This decision follows a recent unilateral decision by the central government to cancel all of Spain's involvement with Israeli arms producers. Next, unions at Iberdrola have called on more than 9,000 workers in Spain to strike on Friday the 13th, marking what could be the first walkout in the company's 100-year history. The unions, which represent most of the workforce, are demanding higher wages and reduced working hours. They argue that inflation has risen by a total of 19%. In the 3 years between 2021 and 2024, while Iberdrola only increased salaries by an average of just under 3% annualized. Workers want wage increases to be tied to inflation. Despite ongoing negotiations since January, no agreement has been reached. Company spokesman said employees enjoy strong benefits and a good work-life balance and added that the management remains open to dialogue. Keeping with workforce stuff, according to Spain's National Statistics Institute, the number of workers over 64 has doubled in the last 6 years, rising from 220,000 in May 2019 to 440,000 in 2025. Contributing factors include pension reforms that discourage early retirement and reward working longer, as well as an aging population. On to tech. On Monday the 9th, Spain introduced a draft law to begin tracking cryptocurrency assets held by its citizens abroad, aiming to boost transparency and combat tax evasion. Lined with EU directives, the law is expected to generate up to 2.4 billion euros, according to the European Commission. Starting on the 1st of January 2026, crypto platforms must report users' balances, transactions, token usage, and electronic payments to Spain's treasury. For the first time, the Spanish tax agency will be authorized to seize digital assets to recover unpaid debts, power previously limited to traditional bank accounts. The law also requires providers of electronic money and payment services to report customer data. In other news, on Tuesday the 10th, Spain's Constitutional Court voted to keep in force the Historical and Democratic Memory Law of Cantabria, which was originally passed in 2021 but repealed in 2024 by the PP regional government with support from the far-right party Vox. Spain's Historical and Democratic Memory Law recognizes Civil War victims, condemns Franco's regime, and promotes justice, repatriations, and historical education. However, the country's autonomous communities can choose to repeal the law temporarily, which is what happened in Cantabria. The central government argued that the repeal eliminated key protections for victims of human rights violations and undermined Spain's national memory law, which mandates all public administrations to uphold historical memory. The court's decision exposed a divide, with conservative judges opposing the continuation of the law. Big surprise there. Meanwhile, big news for Gibraltar. On Wednesday the 11th, Spain, the UK, and the European Commission and Gibraltar held an allegedly decisive meeting in Brussels aimed to finally outline a post-Brexit plan for the British overseas territory. After more than 3 years of negotiations, key issues included Gibraltar's tax regime and its involvement with the EU single market, the implementation of Schengen border controls at Gibraltar's airport, and logistics for workers and citizens of Gibraltar and across the border in Spain. Full details about the meeting have not yet been released, but regarding border control, publication El País reported on the same day that the plan is for Spanish and Gibraltarian police to manage controls together, with Spain maintaining final authority. In the media, during a visit to Netflix production hub in Tres Cantos, Madrid, co-CEO Ted Sarandos announced the company would invest over $1 billion in Spain by 2029. The move marks a deepening of Netflix's commitment to Spanish language content, celebrating its 10-year presence in the country in 2025. Sarandos highlighted the global cultural impact of Spanish originals like Money Heist, the idiotic English name of Casa de Papel, Elite, and Society of the Snow, noting they generated over 5 billion viewing hours worldwide in 2024. 23rd edition of Primavera Sound Music Festival, which started on Wednesday, the 4th of June, and ended on Sunday, the 8th, kicked off what promises to be a record-breaking tourist season in Barcelona. Festival has driven a notable increase in train and flight bookings following a trend last year that brought over 268,000 visitors from 134 countries, coming right after the Formula One Grand Prix in Montmeló last weekend and just before the Sonar Festival. The Primavera Sound marks the start of Barcelona's high tourist season. Large events like Primavera Sound are key to sustaining Barcelona's visitor-driven economy, even as tourism and lodging continue to divide the Catalan capital. Back to protests. On Sunday the 7th, veterinarians, pet owners, and animal shelter workers marched through the streets of 40 cities to protest Spain's new veterinary medicines law. The demonstrators criticized the law for limiting vets' ability to support treatments, imposing excessive bureaucracy, and relying on outdated protocols. Protesters argued that these restrictions delay access to vital medication and hinder professional judgment. They also condemned the new law's change in penalties, which could see animal workers being fined over 1 million euros for technical prescription errors. Protests sparked political discussions. Opposition Pepe accused the government of pushing the decree without consensus, calling it harmful to both public health and animal welfare. Speaking of culture, the small near Valencia village of Potries, with just 1,000 residents, has officially launched its bid to become the European Capital of Culture in 2031. Potries aims to spotlight rural culture and challenges the dominance of larger cities like Toledo in the center, Granada in the south, Pamplona in the north, located in the La Safor region just south of Valencia. Potries invests 33% of its nearly 1 million euro annual budget in cultural activities. These include the Ángel Domínguez Ceramics Museum and local festival. 2018, it was named the cultural capital of the Valencian community. Any small town has a chance to rise to the top. It's Potries. Closing this with a cool travel story. On Wednesday, the 4th, three Spanish Muslims, Abdelkader Arkasi Aidi, Tarek Rodriguez, and Abdullah Rafael Hernandez Mancha, completed a 6,500-kilometer or 4,000-mile, 7-month horseback journey from Andalusia to Mecca, retracing an ancient Hajj route. Hernandez had promised that if he passed an exam, he would become a Muslim and make the journey. The group trained for years and self-funded the trip. After Hernandez passed his exam, they were finally able to go. They faced tough terrain, cold weather, but were helped by locals and a Saudi influencer. Their route crossed Europe, the Balkans, Turkey, Syria, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. Even though they had to leave their horses in Riyadh due to regulations, they were warmly received in Medina and are now preparing for the Hajj, spiritual journey that all Muslims are required to perform if they can. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. We're looking for someone to write the ocean update, our update about 70% of the world that's covered in salt water. Send us an email at info@rorschach.com with ocean writer position in the subject line if you'd like to join the Rorschach team. Check us out in the job description with the link in the show notes. Hasta la próxima.